case number 10907, Walter and Joanne Cooper, east of Road 297, Oak Orchard Road, northwest of Basin Road, being lot 85 within Delaware Oyster Farms Development. A variance from the front and side yard setback requirement.
Name and address, please.
Walter Cooper. The address is 28288 Basin Road.
Do you swear affirm the testimony about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. We had purchased a piece of property back in 2007 from Mr. Gerald Smith. He had built the property. It's a modular unit on a block foundation. In the process we purchased, we did not get a survey of the property done. In the meantime, about a year and a half later, the county came back and said that we had an open permit. We were unaware of the open permit, so we found out what the problems were. Basically, it was due with the porch or the deck that was built onto the side of the property that was built by the original owner. Okay. It's had some various problems with it, so we took care of all the problems. They approved it, and they turned around and gave a certificate of occupancy. Now, this was a year and a half after we'd already been in the house. After that, the previous owner had three other lots adjacent to this lot. He tried to sell the lot that was directly behind us. For some reason, there was a problem with the deed. Mm-hmm. So in order to get the deed rectified, I asked the owner if they would get a survey of my property at that point. Well, when they surveyed the property that we had purchased in 2007, they found out that they built the property shy of the 30-foot setback, and the deck on the side was too far out and infringed on the 5-foot easement. So that's what we're requesting, if we can get that. The houses in the area are all pretty much real old, and there's no real conformity to where they sit, whether they're closer or farther away. We're just looking for the variance to get the side setback and the front setback. The front setback is supposed to be 30, it's 29.8. Mm-hmm. And the side setback is supposed to be 5, and it's, I think, 4.7.
That certificate of compliance has been issued for all structures.
It has been followed. Thank you. Okay, hearing that, are there any questions? Further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
And you didn't create this, the former owner did. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. No other questions.
Okay, hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two, three, four. Okay, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 10907. I believe it wasn't created by the applicant. The minimum variance to afford relief won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 10907. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.